She stared in my eyes for a minute and a half of silence, broken only by the sound of her muted weeping, and her head twitched in a single, tiny shake. "I promise that I'll be beside you," I said. "I can't promise anything else, only that I'll stand beside you for as long as I can."
"Okay,"
she whispered. She leaned against me. I put my hand on her hair for a minute, then I said gently, "We're out of time. The wardens will know Morgan is in Chicago within a few hours at most. They might be on their way already."
"Okay," she said. What are we going to do?"
I took a deep breath.
"Among other things, I'm going to attempt a sanctum invocation," I said.
Her eyes widened.
"But you said that kind of thing was dangerous, that only a fool would take such a chance."
"I agreed to help Donald freaking Morgan when he showed up at my door," I sighed. "I qualify." She wiped at her eyes and nose.
"What do I do?"
"Get my ritual box. Put it in the car Murphy's cuddling up with outside."
"Okay," Molly said.
She turned away, but then paused and looked back over her shoulder at me.
"Harry?"
"Yeah."
"I know it was wrong, but—"
I looked at her sharply and frowned. She shook her head and held up her hands.
"Hear me out. I know it was wrong, and I didn't get much of a look, but I swear to you, I think someone has tampered with Captain Lucio. I'd bet my life on it."
I ignored the little chill that danced down my spine.
"Could be that you have," I said quietly, "and mine, too. Go get the box."
Molly hurried to comply. I waited until she was outside to look at Mouse. The big dog sat up, his eyes gravely concerned. He wasn't favoring his shoulder at all, and his movement was completely unimpaired. Mouse got hit by the driver of a minivan once. He got back up, ran it down, and returned the favor. The foo dog was very, very tough. I doubted he'd really needed the medical attention to recover, though I was also sure it would help speed things along. But I hadn't been completely certain the injury wasn't as serious as it looked. In other words, the freaking dog had fooled Molly and me both.
"You were acting," I said, "to make it hit Molly harder?"
His tail wagged back and forth proudly.
"Damn," I said, impressed.
"Maybe I should have named you Denzel." His jaws opened in a doggy grin. "Earlier tonight," I said, "when I was trying to figure out how to find Thomas, you interrupted me.
I didn't think about it before now, but you helped him track me down when Madrigal Wraith was auctioning me off on eBay."
His tail wagged harder.
"Could you find Thomas?"
"Woof," he said, and his front paws bounced a couple of inches off the floor. I nodded slowly, thinking. And then I said,
"I've got another mission for you, one that could be more important. You game?"
He shook his fur out and padded to the door. Then he stopped and looked back over his shoulder at me.
"Okay," I told him, walking to the door myself. "Listen up. Things are about to get sort of risky."